the servant and ministry is one of the popular titles for the book of Mark. So I also like use this for the for our title for the book of Mark. The servant is a special term referred to Lord Jesus Christ, the servant. This is also one of the special terms in book of Isaiah, especially in book of Isaiah, chapter 42, 49, 50, 52, and 61. These several chapters also use this special term, the servant, to prefigure Lord Jesus Christ. Especially in book of Mark, the author Mark, he focused his writing about Jesus concerning the about three years for Jesus. So in book of Mark, we do not see Mark mentioned about the genealogy of Lord Jesus Christ. Mark focuses on the ministry of Lord Jesus Christ. Especially, Mark used 1/4 to explain the last about 8 days of the life of Jesus. Lord Jesus spent about 3 years. He covered Judea, Galilee, almost every village in these two areas. Of course, sometimes he also went to the Tyre and Sidon. So Lord Jesus spent about 3 years in the Jewish society. Sometimes he also covered the society of Samaritan. Even Lord Jesus Christ deal with the officers of the Roman officers. So Jesus is the mighty worker who come not to be ministered, but to minister. Jesus is Messiah, the Son of God. This is the main thing in the book of Mark. When the book was written, the church was under persecution from the Jewish religious leaders and the Roman government. Mark writes an account of Jesus to show that he had suffered under the same hands but persevered and accomplished God's salvation work. We know in the early church, their religious environment is not so good like us today. There are so many difficulties. There are so many persecutions in their life. So the apostles, one hand, they still preach the gospel. On the other hand, they need to comfort the believers under the bad circumstance. Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 4. First Peter chapter 4 verse 1. Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind. For he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. This is one of the encouragement from Apostle Paul. Once again, Apostle Peter. Peter also mentioned about the suffering of Lord Jesus Christ. So we should have this kind of mind. Today, in our environment, we might not encounter so many persecutions, but in reality, we encountered so many temptations. So we need to have this kind of mind, like Lord Jesus, suffer in our flesh, so we can overcome our sinful nature. So the environment might not be the same, but the mind should be the same. We are willingly to suffer for Lord Jesus Christ. We are willingly suffer in our flesh. So first, let me have a brief summary about the central meaning at that day, the book of Mark. What is the central meanings at that day? Number one, Mark presented the person, work, and the teachings of Jesus. Jesus demonstrates his divinity by overcoming disease, demons, and death. We know the theme, Lord Jesus Christ, he's Messiah, he is the Son of God. So Mark tried to demonstrate Lord Jesus Christ overcome the disease, the demons, and the death. Number two, Mark wrote to encourage Roman Christians and to prove beyond about that Jesus is the Messiah, his true identity revealed by what he does. So in the book of Mark, Mark recorded so many things Lord Jesus has done. Especially, Mark mentioned so many miracles Lord Jesus has performed. So Mark tried to bear the witness for the Gentiles. Lord Jesus Christ, he is not only a human. Indeed, he has the divine. He has the divine nature. Number three, Jesus came as a servant, so many did not recognize or acknowledge him as the Messiah. Jesus came in the flesh, so outwardly he looked like a Jew. Lord Jesus became the flesh. He wanted to serve everyone. However, in many people's viewpoint, because he is one of the Jews, even many people knew he is the son of carpenter. So he also is a carpenter. So they reject the message of Lord Jesus Christ. So they rejected Lord Jesus Christ. Number four, as the Messiah, Jesus fulfilled the prophecies of the Old Testament by coming to earth. We know at that time, the disciples, the apostles, not only did they preach to the Gentiles, but also they preached to the Jews. So they need explain Lord Jesus Christ is Messiah, who they are waiting for. Number five, Mark wants them know the real greatness in Christ's kingdom is shown by service and sacrifice. Even they were in the bad environment. Apostle Mark, he still tried to tell them, in the kingdom of God, we should want to serve, and we are willing to sacrifice. Number six, Jesus chose to obey the Father and die for us. This is the greatest love of God. This is the greatest love of Lord Jesus Christ. Not only today we need to know this fact, but also in that day, the Christians, they should know this greatest love of God. Number seven, when Jesus rose from the dead, he proved that he was God, that he could forgive sin, and that he has the power to change people's lives. No matter what generations, human is human. Human are born with sinful nature. So no matter which generation, as long as the human in their life, they are supposed to have so many shortcomings. They are supposed to have so many evil deeds. So in Mark's time, the people they need to know, they can receive the forgiveness from Lord Jesus Christ. If they invite Lord Jesus Christ into their life, Lord Jesus Christ can help them and give them the strength to change their life. Number eight, Jesus' final message to his disciples challenged them to go into all the world and preach the gospel of salvation. For sure, Lord Jesus knew their environment. It's very hard for them to keep the faith. But Lord Jesus furthermore asked them, you need go out and preach the gospel. So these 8 points is the central meanings for that day. And after we study the book of Mark, I will mention the central meanings for us today. Jesus' powerful ministry on earth encouraged the believers to continue God's work, to imitate Christ, and to overcome their suffering. So this is the purpose for that day and today. We need to follow the steps of Lord Jesus Christ, no matter what difficulties we are going to face. We need to, by God's grace, we believe we can overcome it. We can spread the gospel around the world. The book shows Jesus' divine and human nature. Jesus had the boundless power and authority as the Son of God. Son of God is also a very special term referred to Lord Jesus Christ. Because Jesus came to this world in flesh, but he is not the same like everyone. He is special. So he needed to explain, to show his divine characters. So one of the way is this term, the Son of God. However, this term is also for us today. Today we say we are the children of God. We are the son of God. Why? How come we are the son of God? Let's turn to Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. Verse 26. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. 27. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Here say, why do we believe in Jesus? Because after we believe in Jesus, we are the children of God. So here say, you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. And then verse 27, how do we believe in Jesus? It's not just in our mind, I accept Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior. How it, on the other hand, there is also some actions to do. One of that, in verse 27 mentioned, water baptism. Here say, as many of you as were baptized into Christ and have put on Christ. After we receive the water baptism, the biblical water baptism, we put on Christ. What's the meaning we put on the Christ? At least there's two meanings. When we say I put on Christ, it means I set a goal. I want to imitate Lord Jesus Christ. I will be like Jesus. My lifestyle will tell others this is the lifestyle of Lord Jesus Christ. I will put on Jesus so others can see Jesus from us. This is the first meaning. The second meaning, we put on Lord Jesus Christ. It means we will have the same status like Lord Jesus Christ. So what's the status of Lord Jesus Christ according to the Bible, especially in four Gospels? Jesus used this term, the Son of God. In the early church, when the apostles, they preached the gospel, they also use this term, Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Son of God. So we put on the Lord Jesus Christ. We have the same status like Jesus. We are the children of God. We are the Son of God. At the same time, Jesus chose to work as a tireless servant through his ministry. Jesus set a perfect example of how to love God and to serve others. For this reason, the book of Mark, we can use the title, The Servant and His Ministry. In the book of Mark, there are some unique characteristics. Mark frequently uses words such as immediately, at once, quickly, etc., which conveys a sense of urging in Jesus. Lord Jesus Christ, He is the servant of Heavenly Father. He is a faithful servant. He is the zealous servant. So, Mark used these several words to emphasize how fervent, how zealous, how faithful our Lord Jesus Christ is to the Heavenly Father. If we choose the servant and his ministry, is the title of Book of Mark. And then, Mark chapter 10 verse 45 should be the center verse. Let's turn to Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10 verse 45. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom of many. This is the key verse, the central verse in the book of Mark. Lord Jesus came to this world. He did not want to receive people to serve him. On the other hand, he served all the people. Even he gave up his life for human sin. This is also a central concept in the apostles' mind. If we say we want to follow Jesus, if we say we want to imitate the Lord Jesus Christ, this is the main point, the servant. We should be like a servant in the kingdom of God. Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2 verse 5. Philippians chapter 2 verse 5. Verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. We would like to have the same mind of Lord Jesus Christ. So here Paul says, let the mind be in you. What kind of mind is? Verse 6. Jesus, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. Lord Jesus Christ, he has the divine character. He is the Almighty God himself. But he became the flesh in this world. So he humbled himself. He did not consider to equal with God. Verse 7. But made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bond servant, and coming in the likeness of man. Furthermore, Paul used the term bond servant. Bond servant is different from the servant or the workers. Bond servant is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, servant. Wherever the master wants you to do something, you should do something. This is a bond servant. Verse 8. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and death, even the death of the cross. Lord Jesus Christ even died for us on the cross. Before Jesus was crucified on the cross, when the people came to arrest him, Lord Jesus has said, Could I not ask the Father to send the angel to protect me? Yes, he could, but he didn't do it. He is willing to die in this manner for us. So Lord Jesus Christ, he is so great, but he is willing to serve. So today, when we say we humble ourselves, it's not mean we cannot be great. Yes, we can be great, and we should pursue to be great, but we are willing to serve. Just like Jesus, he is so great, but he is humble. Why? Because he is willing to serve. Even he is willing to sacrifice his life on the cross. There's a brother, he is a medical doctor. Once his friend came from Taiwan and called him, this afternoon, I'm going to attend the Sabbath service in certain church. And this brother said, okay, I will meet you at that church. So that afternoon, this doctor brother went to that church. After the service, he had a very good conversation with his friend. And after a while, this brother looked at the watch. Oh, it's 4:00 already. Today is my turn to clean the bathroom in my local church. So, excuse me. Let's make an appointment tonight. I will treat you in what kind of dinner you would like. Chinese style, American style, Mexican style, even Middle West style in Los Angeles area. What kind of food you would like, I treat you. But I need to go back to my local church to clean the bathroom. In this situation, of course, he can ask other brother to do it instead of him. But he knew clean the bathroom in society. That is a kind of a lower work. But this is the church of God. This is the kingdom of God. Even in the society, he is a medical doctor, but he is willing to serve. He don't want to ask somebody to replace him. He told his friend, excuse me, I need to go back to my local church to do my job. During the spiritual convocation, the general affair called me. Pastor Chen, where are you? Are you nearby the church? A brother and his wife want to come to church to cook because they need to cook for tonight's evangelical service. I said yes. I'm around the church about half hour. That couple, the husband, is the professor in the university. He came to church with his wife to cook for that night's evangelical service. They are great in the society. Medical doctor, professor in the university, but in the kingdom of God, they are willing to serve. So you should be great. You should pursue to be great. But you also need to learn from Lord Jesus Christ. You are willing to serve in the kingdom of God. I'm not going to study the book of Mark with you, chapter by chapter. I divide the book of Mark in several main points. We are going to study the main points. The first main point, the gospel, salvation. Even Mark focused on the ministry of Lord Jesus Christ, but the four gospels, they should talk about the gospel, the salvation. Let's turn to Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 1, verse 1. Verse 1, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Here, the term, the Son of God. Here say the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ is the center of the gospel. The gospel is God's love. Let's also read chapter 1, verse 9. Verse 9. It comes to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan, and immediately coming up from the water, John the Baptist saw the heaven parting and the Spirit descending upon him like a dove. 11. Then a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Water baptism is so unique. The biblical water baptism is so unique, so precious, so important. When Jesus came up from the heaven, the Son from heaven said, "You are my beloved Son." When we received the water baptism, when we came out from the water, I believe in the same token, the Heavenly Father will say, "You are my beloved Son. You are my beloved children." So we need to put our effort to live a right life. So the Heavenly Father also can say, "I'm well pleased. I'm well pleased." How did Lord Jesus show his divine characters? One of that is Lord Jesus has overcome the temptation. The Son of God, he has the ability to overcome the temptation. Chapter 1, verse 12. Verse 12. Immediately, the Spirit drove him into the wilderness. 13. And he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan, and was with the wild beasts, and the angels ministered to him. In book of Mark, Mark did not mentioned detail about the temptation Lord Jesus encountered, but in the book of Matthew and Luke, they have described it very detailed. But the main thing is Lord Jesus Christ. He has overcome the temptations. So this is one of the way he showed himself. He has the divine character. I have mentioned, after we receive the water baptism, we have the same status like Lord Jesus. We are the Son of God. So, indeed, we also have this kind of ability to overcome the temptation. Let's turn to 1 John chapter 2. First John chapter 2 verse 15. Do not love the world of the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. 16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Apostle John, he used the other term, overcome the temptation. He used the term, do not love the world. Do not love the world. It means we should overcome the temptation. We should subdue our sinful nature. Why does Satan use the temptation to destroy us? Because the temptation always related to our sinful nature. Because we have sinful nature, so the temptation can make the function to hurt our faith. But we are the son of God. We should overcome the temptation. We can live a life. Do not love the world. Let's also turn to 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5, verse 18. 1 John chapter 5 verse 18. We know that whoever is born of God does not sin, but he who has been born of God keeps himself, and the wicked one does not touch him. Here say the person born of God does not sin. In NIV does not continue. Does not continue sin. Who are born of God? We are born of God because we are born of water and the Spirit. So here, Apostle John say, we are born of God, so we should not sin. So in reality, if we desire to overcome the temptation, to live a life to not love world, yes, we can make it. Because Lord Jesus Christ has overcome the temptation. And we are his follower. If we have that kind of strong desire, I want to be better. I want to be great. Great. Yes, we can make it. We can do it. Let's turn to Romans. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8 verse 3. Romans chapter 8 verse 3. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. On account of the sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, Let's also read verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and the death. Verse 13. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if you, by the Spirit, you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Why could we have confidence? Yes, I can subdue my sinful nature. I can overcome the temptation. I can live a life, don't love the world. It's because the mercy of God. By God's grace, by the power of the Holy Spirit, yes, we can make it. Usually, it's not the problem of the Holy Spirit. It's the problem of ourselves. Yes, we have received the Holy Spirit. Yes, we have spent time in our prayer. But the key is, do we submit ourselves 100% to the Holy Spirit? Do we submit totally to the guidance, to the teachings of the Holy Spirit? In reality, we all, our minds still very strong, especially when we want to decide something. Usually, we favor in our own mind, in our own desire. So, in reality, because we do not submit totally to the Holy Spirit, so we still do this, do that, against God. We still follow our sinful desire. So let's encourage each other. Not only do we pray, but also we want to submit ourselves to the Holy Spirit. Why does this so important? Overcome the temptation. Subdue our sinful nature. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 26. First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 26. The last enemy that will be destroyed is death. The last enemy is death. We need it. We want to destroy the death. The death comes from sin. So if we can overcome the temptation, we can overcome the sin, then we can overcome the death. Let's pray in silence.